Service members met with community partners to help with one of life's biggest changes. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Suntheon is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, America's veterans face one particular hardship far too common to many of their fellow Americans: unemployment. Organizations across the country hold an untold number of job fairs annually to ease the transition to civilian life or to another career. Sponsored by 30 of the world's largest companies, one such group held a job fair today in the Galleria.
Hiring Our Heroes is a national initiative of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that was put into place in March of 2011 to try and help our returning veterans get back to work. It's an unfortunately a well-documented problem that veterans are having trouble getting back to work, especially ones once they return from overseas. So this is well known by the Department of Defense, by the VA, and the Chamber of Commerce decided to take the initiative and create Hiring Our Heroes as a result. Veterans Employment Advisory Council, or in short we call it VEAC, these are our group of about 30 or more companies who have decided to join on with Hiring Our Heroes to move forward with this, and they are really kind of our prime sponsors.
That was Matt Giobbe, associate of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Hiring Our Heroes job fairs. He says unemployment amongst veterans, especially those just returning from overseas, is a well-documented problem. When I talked to Angela Dixon, she spoke as though she'd given the same introduction to prospective employers like it was a second nature. Highly educated herself, she's a testament to the frustrations anyone looking for a job would feel in an economy with stubbornly high unemployment.
My name is Angela R. Dixon, branch of services, United States Air Force. I served for 20 years. I was a master sergeant in the medical field. I was a life skills department administrator, so I was over the largest military mental health facility in the Air Force. Uncle Sam kind of teaches us how to be the jack of all trades. We can do almost anything. We've learned integrity, selfless service, dedication. So I think as a veteran in the city of Houston especially, we're a commodity. I mean, we should be the first to be hired, but it seems to be a challenge to find a job in this city.
Where are you looking to work?
Honestly, anywhere. I'm an educator. I was a mental health counselor, drug and alcohol counselor, but during that time I've gotten two master's degrees thanks to my great uncle. But now I've been a public school teacher and I teach at a community college. So anything, corporate training, healthcare training, any type of education, even university or college, full-time work is what I'm looking for.
Okay? You say you're an educator.
Yes.
How long have you been in education?
10 years officially.
Okay.
As a certified, Texas certified educator.
What are you certified in?
I have 4 through 8 generalists, which means I could teach any core subject at a middle school. I'm also certified as a principal, and I'm also certified as a special needs educator.
After retiring from the Air Force, Dixon went into public education. Not immune to budget battles in Austin, Dixon knows what it's like to be laid off. She fears the experience and qualifications she's received since her service goes chronically unrecognized.
Well, I was laid off in August, and this is what, month number 6. I've applied. The month of October, I had 6 interviews. 6 face-to-face interviews, and some of those were the second interview, but I didn't make it to the finalist category. Now, I'm wondering, am I overqualified? Because I have 2 master's degrees, and I'm working on a PhD. So I would think somewhere, somebody would want someone with my skill, but it's been tough. And I get a lot of negative letters. Of course they say, well, I'm sorry, but we've chosen a different candidate. Okay, well, do you have anything else? You know, can I mop your floors just to get into the company? It doesn't matter to me what level. Well, these job fairs, they're great, and it's nice that you all kind of focus on the veterans, but I really wish that you would have more hiring opportunities where you could actually interview with someone and maybe walk away with a job. Because, you know, it's frustrating to battle the weather and the traffic. You come all the way downtown and you leave with a bunch of papers saying, okay, email us. Well, okay. okay, I can email you, but will you email me back?
GOB says veterans nonetheless bring invaluable skills and training to employers willing to hire them.
They understand that hiring a veteran is not a handout. We say this to the veterans, and we thank the employers for this also. Hiring a veteran is not a handout. Hiring a veteran is just smart business because veterans come back. They come out of the service with built-in skills. They've been trained. They're well-trained, and they all have leadership skills. So, you know, they see the benefits every day when they hire a veteran. We've done over 400 fairs since March of 2011. And so every day when we're out putting these fairs on, you see veterans every day who are both having trouble and struggling. And then also you see the success stories. So it's nice to get to work with these folks who, you know, have given so much to our country, and, you know, just help them get back on their feet, give them a helping hand, because all these folks want to do this work. They've gone out and they've done so much for us, and they're coming back, and we feel it's the least that we can do to, you know, just give them a helping hand.
At 7.9%, unemployment remains high in the U.S. since the Great Recession hit in 2008. Total unemployment for post-9/11 veterans fare worse, with 11.1% unemployment for all post-9/11 veterans. Unemployment for post-9/11 women veterans stands at an even higher 17.1%, according to the February 2013 Bureau of Labor Statistics report. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT, Local News.
Thank you, Jacob. I have to say, these figures are absolutely staggering, these unemployment figures. We think that the unemployment figures for the general population are high, but these are just double digit staggering.
I was really shocked, especially by the figures for the women veterans. I didn't even know it was near 20%.
Right.
I was really surprised by that.